堂听 class.com。
34，广东省普通高考模拟测试二。
Text 1. There's a letter for you, Mom.
Thanks, Tom. Oh, no, not another telephone bill. I hope it is not as much as last time.
How much is it?
$260.89 for 3 months. How can it be so much? Your father and I hardly make any calls. You must have been using the phone all the time.
I only talk with my friends.
Tom, I don't think you realize just how much it costs when you telephone your school and you speak to them for so long, especially during the day. Why can't you call them after 6 p.m. when it is cheaper? Your father is going to be upset when he finds out.
I'm sorry.
Well, being sorry just isn't good enough. I've told you often enough not to use the telephone so much. If you had to pay the bill, you wouldn't be so irresponsible with the telephone.
Mom, but... There's a letter for you, Mom.
Thanks, Tom. Oh, no, not another telephone bill. I hope it is not as much as last time.
How much is it?
$260.89 for 3 months. How can it be so much? Your father and I hardly make any calls. You must have been using the phone all the time.
I only talk with my friends.
Tom, I don't think you realize just how much it costs when you telephone your school and you speak to them for so long, especially during the day. Why can't you call them after 6 p.m. when it is cheaper? Your father is going to be upset when he finds out.
I'm sorry.
Well, being sorry just isn't good enough. I've told you often enough not to use the telephone so much. If you had to pay the bill, you wouldn't be so irresponsible with the telephone.
Mom, but... Text 2. Operator, I'd like to make a person-to-person call to Rome, Italy. The number is 832-5-6125, and I want to speak to Mr. Leeds.
To Mr. Leeds at 832-5-6125?
Yes, that's right.
May I have your name and telephone number?
My name is Wander Shaw, and the phone number is 8356-7981.
Mr. Shaw, will you hold the line, please? Mr. Shaw, there is no Mr. Leeds at that number. Will you check the number again?
What is the number I gave you, operator?
It is 8325-6125.
Oh, I'm sorry. It should have been 8325-6152, not 6125.
Okay, let me try again.
Operator, I'd like to make a person-to-person call to Rome, Italy. The number is 832-5-6125, and I want to speak to Mr. Leeds.
To Mr. Leeds at 8325-6125?
Yes, that's right.
May I have your name and telephone number?
My name is Wander Shaw, and the phone number is 8356-7981.
Mr. Shaw, will you hold the line, please? Mr. Shaw, there is no Mr. Leeds at that number. Will you check the number again?
What is the number I gave you, operator?
It is 8325-6125.
Oh, I'm sorry. It should have been 8325-6152, not 6125.
Okay, let me try again. Text 3. Hello, Harlow, Maine.
Hello, can I speak to Mr. Ransom, please?
Who's calling, please?
This is Henry Hawk.
Hold the line, please, Mr. Hawk. Hello, I'm afraid Mr. Ransom's at a meeting right now.
Oh, I see. When will he be free?
Hold on, please. I'll put you through to his secretary.
Is that Mr. Ransom's secretary?
Speaking, can I help you?
I believe Mr. Ransom's at a meeting. Could you tell me when he'll be free?
He should be free at 5 o'clock. Can I take a message?
Yes, would you ask him to call me back this afternoon?
Certainly. Can I have your name and number, please?
My name is Hawk, and my number's 432-3879. I'll be in the office until 6:30.
Thank you, Mr. Hawk. I'll give Mr. Ransom the message. Hello, Harlow, Maine.
Hello, can I speak to Mr. Ransom, please?
Who's calling, please?
This is Henry Hawk.
Hold the line, please, Mr. Hawk. Hello, I'm afraid Mr. Ramson's at a meeting right now.
Oh, I see. When will he be free?
Hold on, please. I'll put you through to his secretary.
Is that Mr. Ransom's secretary?
Speaking, can I help you?
I believe Mr. Ransom's at a meeting. Could you tell me when he'll be free?
He should be free at 5 o'clock. Can I take a message?
Yes, would you ask him to call me back this afternoon?
Certainly. Can I have your name and number, please?
My name is Hawk, and my number's 432-3879. I'll be in the office until 6:30.
Thank you, Mr. Hawk. I'll give Mr. Ransom the message. Text 4. A Norwegian swan named Oscar, famous for his short temper, attacked an elderly woman, biting her bottom, dragging her into a lake and ducking her twice before letting go. Oscar came flying from across the other side of the lake and bit me in the buttocks before dragging me about 5 meters into the water and under, Kirsten Ann told reporters Monday. He only let me go when my daughter started to throw rocks. Anne said the attack happened as she, her daughter, and 3 small grandchildren were strolling in a nature reserve near the southwestern city, Kristiansand, Saturday. Police and medical staff were quickly on the scene, and Oscar was immediately put down by police. Anne spent the night in a hospital. A Norwegian swan named Oscar, famous for his short temper, attacked an elderly woman, biting her bottom, dragging her into a lake and ducking her twice before letting go. Oscar came flying from across the other side of the lake and bit me in the buttocks before dragging me about 5 meters into the water and under, Kirsten Ann told reporters Monday. He only let me go when my daughter started to throw rocks. Anne said the attack happened as she, her daughter, and 3 small grandchildren were strolling in a nature reserve near the southwestern city, Kristiansand, Saturday. Police and medical staff were quickly on the scene, and Oscar was immediately put down by police. Anne spent the night in a hospital. Text 5. Good morning. Hammond Hotel reservations. Can I help you?
Hello, I'd like to book a room in your hotel.
What kind of room would you like?
A double room, please.
Do you prefer a room facing the sea or a room facing the mountains?
A room facing the sea, please.
May I have your name, please?
John Green from New Zealand Trading Company Limited.
I see. What's your arrival and departure dates, please?
May 18th to July 20th.
Well, a double room from May 18th to July 20th. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, that's right.
What time will you be arriving?
Around 6 p.m. Do you provide pickup service?
Yes, we have a representative to meet our guests at the airport.
That's it. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good morning. Hammond Hotel Reservations. Can I help you?
Hello, I'd like to book a room in your hotel.
What kind of room would you like?
A double room, please.
Do you prefer a room facing the sea or a room facing the mountains?
A room facing the sea, please.
May I have your name, please?
John Green from New Zealand Trading Company Limited.
I see. What's your arrival and departure dates, please?
May 18th to July 20th.
Well, a double room from May 18th to July 20th. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, that's right.
What time will you be arriving?
Around 6 p.m. Do you provide pickup service?
Yes, we have a representative to meet our guests at the airport.
That's it. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Text 6. It was my first day of high school as a sophomore, and I was late. My next class, Spanish, scared me, and I just could not speak that language. As the second bell rang in the hallway, I ran to the door of the classroom. At the door, a hand reached out and shook mine firmly. I looked up. A man with large glasses and a graying mustache smiled. He introduced himself as Profe, which means teacher or professor in Spanish. Right away, his warm smile and welcoming words eased my fears. That year, Profe managed to get me to speak Spanish. I enjoyed his class a great deal because I learned more than just Spanish. I admit I only speak a little Spanish, un poco, but I try to live out the life lessons I learn from Profe every day. Profe stood outside his classroom door every day, before and after class, to give his hand hug. During lunch, his room was always filled with students. He always made time for us. He would stay after school to listen to and chat with students, even students not in his class. He taught me that every person is special. It was my first day of high school as a sophomore, and I was late. My next class, Spanish, scared me, and I just could not speak that language. As the second bell rang in the hallway, I ran to the door of the classroom. At the door, a hand reached out and shook mine firmly. I looked up. A man with large glasses and a graying mustache smiled. He introduced himself as Profe, which means teacher or professor in Spanish. Right away, his warm smile and welcoming words eased my fears. That year, Profe managed to get me to speak Spanish. I enjoyed his class a great deal because I learned more than just Spanish. I admit I only speak a little Spanish, un poco, but I try to live out the life lessons I learn from Profe every day. Profe stood outside his classroom door every day, before and after class, to give his hand hug. During lunch, his room was always filled with students. He always made time for us. He would stay after school to listen to and chat with students, even students not in his class. He taught me that every person is special.